One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
You got to roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. We're coming at you once again from the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue. Brought to you by Local 150 Sheehy Funeral Home, the Cork and Kerry, Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, and Guinness is good for you. Global Irish Radio. We're on every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Podcast at hibernianradio.org is usually up Sunday night. We got a great show for you tonight, a very special occasion. Interesting story. A friend of mine, Doc Connolly, gave me a call on Saturday or Sunday from his boat. He was very upset, and I'll tell you why. I have something to read from Eileen Gorman. This is posted on the GoFundMe page for Danny Golden. Our nephew Dan comes from a large family. He's born and raised on the south side of Chicago. Look no further if you want to know what service looks like. He's the son of a Chicago Police Department detective and an ER nurse, the second of seven children, and honorably served as a soldier in the United States Army. Danny joined Chicago Police Force as a third-generation Chicago police officer is on the gang unit. Four of his brothers served in the United States Army infantry from Afghanistan to Africa, Alaska, and Eastern Europe. His younger brother, enlisted in the United States Army, is set to leave this summer. Three of his brothers also protect this city as Chicago firefighters. Tragically, Dan's life would change forever by the actions of criminals. While out with friends and family, I think it was last Saturday night, he did what all good cops would do, and he tried to break up a fight by separating the men and saving further harm for all involved. The event was over. And when one of the offenders ran to his car, he pulled a gun out and fired 20 rounds at the group as they walked away. His younger brother was struck in the leg, receiving a graze wound. Sadly, another bullet struck Dan in the back, severed Dan's spinal cord, missing his heart by only millimeters, resulting in him being permanently paralyzed from the waist down. This devastating, life-altering event has forever changed the course of his life. All those who have known Dan are grieving after such a senseless, tragic event. And we're asking the community to support Dan and his fiancee Casey, to help with all the financial demands they will face in the coming years. Let them know help is on the way, and donate, please donate, to his cause. You can imagine the construction issues, medical bills, transportation, and all other related expenses headed his way, but real help is on the way. Show Dan and Casey just what we mean. This family helped many of us. Now we step up and show the love we have for him. Fight like a golden South Side strong. We're honored to have Liam Hopkins and Jack Gorman. Liam is probably Danny's best friend, and Jack Gorman, his cousin, on the show. Guys, welcome to the show. I'm so sorry about what happened, but it's a great example of the South Side Irish coming together. Tell me what you think.
Well, first I'd like to say thank you for having us on. And
my absolute pleasure.
It has been an overwhelming show of support from this neighborhood. This neighborhood has shown that it can move mountains. Everywhere you look, there's nothing but signs of support and people wanting to help. So to everyone who has, we want to say thank you. I've never seen anything like this before in my entire life. The GoFundMe we started to help cover some medical expenses and some cost of living is set to break $1 million here today.
I saw that today.
It's
very close to it.
Posted it about noon yesterday, so it's been insane how much the community has been able to come and help us. As for our family, I didn't realize I was related to so many people, as everyone has been here for us.
Yeah.
This neighborhood really raises people the correct way, and we just want to say thank you to everyone who's here for us.
When you think of a family like the Golden family, as Eileen Gorman said, you think of service, and Danny Golden has selflessly served our country and our city over the last 12 years.
Yeah.
And to think of something like this that could have changed in a moment is just, it's unimaginable. But what you've seen over the last 48 hours, just the community come together, and to see Danny, he went outside yesterday of the hospital.
I saw the picture.
On his face. It's incredible.
He had a big grin on his face. God bless him. Yeah, yeah. Is he out of the hospital? No, he just made an appearance. Now, did you go to a grammar school with Danny?
Went to high school with him. My older brother and him are best friends.
Where'd you go to high school?
St. Rita.
Oh, yeah, Mustang. Okay. And he was a Mustang.
Yes, he was.
And he had a couple of brothers who went to Carmel, I understand.
Yeah? Yes.
Okay.
Two brothers.
Now, I saw that one guy made a $50,000 anonymous donation on that GoFundMe page. That's pretty amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really good to see how the
When did that come in, do you know? Time
sometime yesterday.
Wow.
But
incredible.
It's been really good to show how the community, yeah, especially the South Side of Chicago, how far it could reach. Tom Brady made a video.
I saw that. Tom Brady, the quarterback.
Tom Brady made a video shouting out Dan,
yeah,
wishing him good luck and prayers. Rob O'Neill, the guy who killed Osama bin Laden,
yeah,
he posted about it. He can't do anything more to help. Everyone is exhausting all their assets, and
yeah,
it's really incredible to see. The reach the South Side of Chicago has really shows how of a tight-knit community we are. Tim Kennedy had nothing but great things to say about Danny. He was just training down there not too long ago. So Dave Portnoy was able to talk about it as well. It's just insane how tragic it was, but how quick we were able to adapt and look positive and towards the future.
Well, one of the things about this show, I don't know if you guys know that, but this show is dedicated to Irish first responders, our cops, firefighters, paramedics, and nurses, because we feel they are the modern-day equivalent of our ancient Irish mythological warriors. And indeed, Danny Golden was one of them. And this audience, they're going to get behind this big time. I can guarantee you that from my mouth to their ears. Kick into this GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe Danny Golden Support Fund, right?
Yeah.
It is amazing how quickly the whole thing came together. I mean, it just happened. Was it Friday night or Saturday night or what was it?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Okay, yeah. Just three blocks from here. Yeah.
Yeah, in his own community that this neighborhood comes together for an event and has a great time, and you should feel safe. And he spends his hours and his days away from his fiance and family serving the city in most crime-ridden areas in Chicago. And he's a cop's cop. He's been on the force for 7 years, and he's in some of the most high-end tactical units that go after fugitives in Chicago. And to think that he could be with his family and enjoying a night, and these, you know, horrendous animals, criminals, savages try to come and take it away in one second.
Was there a softball tournament or something? Was it your dad's Papa Hops?
A 16-inch softball tournament where his whole family, his
at
friends.
At Kennedy Park?
Where we honored his little brother who's going off to the Army in August.
Honest to God. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I mean, just a moment of a high of all of us together. But, you know, the 24 hours after that were horrible. But this family right here, they're a rock, and they're the epitome of this community. And with service and everything that they do selflessly, for this neighborhood, and it's a backbone of our community, and that family has only shined through that, and it's going to continue that way. And like his cousin Jack said, the Goldens are going to move mountains, and Danny Golden is going to be ahead of that.
Well, God bless him. Say a prayer for him, and throw some dough in that GoFundMe, because it ain't going to be cheap. You know, we've had Jim Mullen on the show. Are you familiar with him at all? He was a Chicago police officer, the same situation, and we've had him on the show a couple of times. Just a terrific guy. But you go on, you know. And I'm sure Danny Golden will go on. God bless him. He is only a young man, 31 years old. Incredible. Yeah. And they caught these guys, right? They apprehended three guys.
Yeah, we'd like to say thank you for the Chicago police for all the hours and late nights.
Yeah.
The detectives and everyone has put in to make sure justice was brought to society. It was definitely a tense couple hours, but Danny, as a cop, knew exactly what needed to be done, and his best friends were able to work around the clock to make sure these guys were brought to justice.
Good. And then I think a group of people went to their bond hearing. I know Alderman Matt O'Shea went down there, and a group go down there and make sure that, yeah.
Group of police officers and that he works with and some of his close friends. And there's not just one or two. There's 15 to 20 and all those police officers that are out there to show support for him. Yeah. He literally epitomizes. He's 31 years old, but you'd think he'd be a 25-year veteran on the police force because that's how he serves this city. He is the definition of a Chicago police officer in service.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Southside Irish, right?
Yeah, Southside Irish.
Nothing like it.
He's got an Irish flag hanging in his room right now.
Does he? Yeah.
He does.
God bless him. Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that you want to say, but still you just want to hammer again the overall showing of support. And another thing that has been lifting our whole family up is Danny's had a smile on his face for everyone who walks through the door to see him.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta love him. Yeah. Don't forget prayer. That's very important. You can have all the money in the world, but the prayer, you got to get those prayers going, you know.
Seabird High School tomorrow at 6:30.
Oh, that's right. There's a mass
a prayer service for Danny, and I'll bet you there'll be every bit of 1,500
or 2,000
people.
6:30 tomorrow night over at St. Rita's, yeah?
77th Western.
Okay, that's great. And is that the first one? I'm sure there was a couple. That's at 70th and Western?
77th.
Oh, 77th and Western, okay. St. Rita of Cascia, Augustinians, right? Is that all Augustinian priests? St. Rita's still a great school. So is Mount Carmel. I'm sorry, I had to get that in there.
We know you did.
But if his brothers went to Carmel, come on. Well, Danny is probably overwhelmed by this whole situation, I'm sure. But did they immediately know, you know, once he, or can you talk about any of this?
The one thing I do want to say is, I just want to hammer again the overall showing of support. But Danny is the strongest person we've ever met.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but this was the worst case scenario, but also the best case scenario. So Danny's been a rock in our family, and we've been able to move around him, and he's keeping everyone strong.
Good for him. So it couldn't have happened to the more perfect guy because he's got the guts and determination and willpower and blessings to carry it through.
It's unreal watching him. There's change that is going to come from this.
Sure.
A lot of people are angry and upset, but right now is a time of love.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to know that Danny feels all the love, and the support is not going to stop anytime soon. So we just need to continue to be there for him, and we're going to get through this.
All right, so there's a lot of different families involved. There's the Golden family, obviously. Who are the Rays, or the Days, the Day family? What's their connection?
That's my cousins as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so this community will always be a part of someone you know that's family. And unfortunately, what happened on Friday, it was my whole family there.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's all I'll say about that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been amazing to see how well the community has came together.
Yeah.
They had a lemonade stand, an impromptu one that started today. They raised close to $10,000.
Wow. Where was that?
I think it was 113th and Ridgeway.
Yeah.
But there's been, driving home from the hospital yesterday, we saw two different ones on the way home.
No kidding. They just sprung up like that.
All support for Danny Golden.
Yeah.
Even kids are doing everything in their power to help. And it really shows you how great of a neighborhood this is.
That's a good lesson for kids as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, go to GoFundMe, Danny Golden Support Fund. Kick in. Let him know that you're part of the team. And we wish him the best. It's just devastating. And you hope that this doesn't happen again in this community. I'm sure they're going to put buzzers on the doors from now on or something.
It's going to continue to move forward because Danny Golden is going to be the enforcer with that, and
good.
The family behind him. So
yeah, yeah.
There's going to be change, and the Golden family is going to lead that change, and we're going to rally with them, and it's going to be step by step. But there's an army behind that family, and Danny Golden and his fiance Casey.
What's Casey's last name?
Saflarsky. Don't ask us to spell it.
Okay.
But there is other good news that's coming ahead.
Okay.
Dana and Casey, they're getting married next October.
Oh, God.
That's already
bless
planned.
Him.
That's not going to change.
No kidding.
With everything going on, we know Danny will be able to have kids. So.
Oh, that's good to know.
He'll be a father down the road.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great.
So there's a lot to look forward to. It seems dark right now, but there is a lot to look forward to and a lot of good that is going to come of this.
Well, I hope he's listening right now. Danny, we are with you. We are praying for you, and we're on your side. And we admire you and the work you've done over the years, but the amazing challenges in front of him. He's going to, you're right, Jack, if anybody it could happen to, it's the perfect guy because he's strong enough to deal with this. And
he's always been the leader of our pack, all of our cousins. There's,
no kidding.
There's so many of us, but Danny's always been our go-to guy that we've always looked up to. And right now, he's being the person he needs to be. He's not changed one bit. He's Danny Golden. He's always had a smile on his face, and he is as tough as it comes.
You see the pictures of him. He's smiling. You know, he's got a great attitude. Here he is. So yeah, and that is that Casey right there?
Yep. Yes.
Oh, okay, she's a gorgeous young lady. Well, we wish him the best, and everybody. Let's try and make it 2 million, right?
Yep.
Let's get that GoFundMe page up to 2 million. Go to GoFundMe, Danny Golden Support Fund. Any final messages, guys, at 6:30 tomorrow night? Because this doesn't air until. So we'll keep everybody posted of masses and events and all that stuff throughout the year. We wish him nothing but the best and his family and you guys as well. Any final messages? Jack?
We just want to say thank you for having us. For the whole community, thank you for everyone that's been here for us. It really shows the true colors of this neighborhood, and it is the best place on earth to be from and the best place on earth to live.
You know, I posted this thing. This all came together very quickly. I think about 1 o'clock today, and by 2 o'clock I was getting phone calls. It's like, you're going to need a bigger room and all this. I went, this is great, you know. And by the way, the Irish American News website has the link to the GoFundMe. So just go to irishamericannews.com. There's a link on there with the story to the GoFundMe page. I also want to thank Doc Conley for bringing me the story. God bless you guys. And God bless you, Danny Golden. Keep your chin up, pal. You're going to be okay. Okay? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah,
thanks so much for listening. We're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch and an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western.
Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
And we are back. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our old pal Liam Durkin in the house is here tonight. Also want to mention, now what did I do with that piece of paper? Vince Vaughn called Danny Golden, I guess, the actor Vince Vaughn. Also, he got a video message from Tom Brady. I got a message today from Irish Mike Looney on Facebook. He said, I will say a rosary for him every day for the foreseeable future. My name is Mike Looney, also known as Irish Mike. So Danny had a motto, fight like a golden today. So remember that, everybody. This kid needs our help. And you know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window, Ken's, Rocks, Hearts, any of those great Irish saloons, even a Cork and Kerry. You see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, through the mist, and he says to me, hey, holy, hold on. This is a big one, Tom Looney. Tom Looney, one of the founders of the Irish American Heritage Center and former president. Tom is the beloved wife, or beloved husband of Breege Looney, Bridget Ellen Breege Looney. Loving father of Thomas, Patrick, Siobhan, and Deirdre. He's a native of Ballycashin, County Clare, Ireland, a United States Army veteran. Just a terrific guy. A gentleman, always a gentleman. God rest his lovely soul. I think he was 82. Tom Looney, and our best to Breege and the whole family. Sorry for your loss. Sorry for your troubles. Also, Donald Frawley, age 69, longtime project manager at Abbott Labs, a member of the Pipefitters Union Local 597. Loving husband of the late Doreen. Father of Donald, Dawn, Daniel, Darren, and Dennis. Whatever floats your boat. But the funeral was handled, Billy, by Sheehy, where all the right people go. John O'Brien, age 68, beloved husband of Patricia for 39 years, loving father of John, Therese, Timothy, Carmel, and Brennan. John spent his life bringing joy to all who knew him. He was a visionary thinker, inspirational leader, and compassionate listener who always put family, friends, clients, and employees first. He was incredibly proud of his role with R.J. O'Brien. That was a big board of trade firm, as I remember. The firm his grandfather founded in 1914. He led the transformation of the company when he assumed the CEO position in 1986. John O'Brien, God rest his lovely soul. Marie Haskins, 93, survived by her children Vicky and Rick. Marie was a people person. She would have had a conversation with anyone she met. She was a devoted wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, Gigi. God rest her soul, Marie Haskins. Frances McDonald O'Brien, 94. She was fortunate to be surrounded by members of her enormous family when she passed. On a post-college trip to Europe, she met her future husband, Morris O'Brien. In 1950, they married, settled in Evanston, and had the first of what ultimately grew to be a family of 13 children. Fran's family and friends knew her as a woman for all seasons. God rest her lovely soul. Frances McDonald O'Brien. Edward Devine. Ed Devine, 88, native of Ballygeehar, born in Coolah County, Leitrim. beloved husband of Jane, devoted father of Michael, Deborah, and Sean, loving brother of Betty McCormick and Bridie McLaughlin. Ed was a proud union carpenter who joined parts participating in the Southside Irish community, member of the Wolf Tones GAA and the Barnacoola GAA. God rest his soul, Edward Devine, 88. James Donovan, age 80, a retired member of the Chicago Police Department with 31 years of service, veteran of the United States Army, beloved husband for 46 years to Patricia, loving father of James and Carolyn. God rest his lovely soul, James Donovan, Chicago Police Department, retired. Margaret C. Powers, lovely daughter of the late Michael and Regina, dear sister of Jeannie. God rest her soul, Margaret Powers. Maureen O'Kane, native of Tourmacady, County Mayo, beloved wife of James, loving mother of James, Thomas, Patrick, and Brian. God rest her soul, Maureen O'Kane. And then we can close up the crypt. And we'll be right back in a minute with a few messages right after these messages from our friends.
Cops and firefighters risk their lives almost every day, so they shouldn't have to risk their hard-earned dough in any get-rich schemes or the blather of old pals in the real estate biz. And good luck trying to figure out the stock market or cryptocurrency or even economics 101 when you come home exhausted at the end of your shift. What you need is somebody you can trust. And they're in short supply these days. Hey, take it from me. I've lost fortunes in showbiz because I thought I was smarter than everybody else, and I wound up bankrupt and broke. It took me a long time to decide to find a friend I could trust who had my family's best interests at heart. That friend was my late pal, Joe Madden. I met him as he passed the basket at St. Luke's, and I'd turn my pockets inside out as he came to my pew, and I'd say, "I'm tapioca." He laughed, but didn't stop him from supporting my films and showbiz endeavors over the years. Joe Madden had my back. A few years before he died, Joe started Madden Funds with his sons, Mike and Danny. The Maddens and Houlihans have been pals for a long, long time. They can advise the best path for your investments. Madden Funds will have your back too. Need advice on your 401k or your rollover IRA? You can trust Madden Funds to help you protect and grow your investments now and in your family's future. Go to their website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike or Dan Madden at 708-848-3200 and tell them Hooli sent you.
Nights I lay dreaming, pleasant days gone by. Me mind been bent on rambling, to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision, and I followed it with the will. At next I came to anchor at cross of Spancel Hill. It's been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Cluny, a mile from Spancel Hill, I went to see my neighbors, to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning gray. For I met with Taylor Quigley, bald as ever still, for he used to make me bridges. I live in Spancel Hill. paid a flying visit to me first and only love. She's as white as any lily, as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, said, "Johnny, I love you still." Oh, she's Nell, the farmer's daughter, the pride of Spancel Hill. Well, I dreamt I held and kissed her as in the days of yore. She said, "Johnny, you're only joking, as many the times before. For the cock he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, a mile from Spancel Hill."
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. Wow, what a show tonight, I got to tell you. Hey, you know what? I want to remind everybody about our friend Billy Donnelly. The Illinois Cops annual cycle across Illinois takes place this weekend. Illinois Concerns of Police Survivors, ILCOPS, is an organization designed to provide support services that include psychological and social services for the children, spouses, and co-workers of police officers killed in the line of duty. Their annual cycle across Illinois is a bicycle ride that starts in Alton, Illinois at the Mississippi River, and it's their primary fundraiser. The riders pedal a grueling 400 miles over 4 days. Each and one of the riders wears a name bracelet representing an officer killed in the line of duty. This year, the ride will culminate on Sunday, this Sunday, July 17th, as nearly 100 riders pedal into Chicago. On that day, these dedicated riders will be stopping at Chicago's 22nd District for a short break. Then they will ride westbound on 111th Street as they travel through Morgan Park and Mount Greenwood at approximately 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, July 17th. Let's show our support for our officers and their families who've made the ultimate sacrifice. Please help spread the word to friends, family, and neighbors in order to pack 111th Street between Western Avenue and Pulaski as we cheer these remarkable riders on. And Billy tells me, as a veteran rider of the race, I can tell you that crowd support in the form of cheers, posters, flags, mean an awful lot to these riders when attempting such a feat. So bring the family out on 111th Street on Sunday, July 17th at 12:30. Hope you all can make it. And thank you, Billy Donnelly, for that message. Also want to remind everybody, excuse me, the movie Hooli, I got something going here. The movie Hooli is moving. Our annual 8th annual Irish American Movie Hooli is moving to Oak Park and Wilmette in September. In celebration of that, we're throwing a wing ding of a party on Sunday, July 24th at the Lake Theater. We're going to screen The Great McGinty, 1940 Academy Award winning picture written and directed by Preston Sturges. And our old friend Tom Sturges is going to introduce the film and show us the Oscar. So you're all invited. Come on down. There's a big ad in the Irish American News. You can read all about it. Film starts at 7 at the Lake Theater, and then we're heading over to Victory Italian for drinks, of course. So join us for The Great McGinty to the Rescue, Saturday, July 24th at the Lake Theater. And one more plug. Oh, yeah, we're going to Ireland. Don't forget our 11th trip to Ireland. We're going with the Chicago Garda Pipes and Drums. And we're also going with the lovely, the talented, the 10-time All-Ireland fiddling champion, Emer Arkins. She's the darling girl from Clare. Did you know that? And she's going to be with us every step of the way. It's a great, great trip. We hope you can all join us. For more information, they've got a big ad in the Irish American News this month, so check it out. But you can call Brian or Emmett at Specialized Travel Services, 1-800-664-7474. Or go to www.special-ireland.com. Just get in touch with Emma Spillane, 1-800-664-7474. Learn all about it. We'd love to have you join us. It's a trip of a lifetime. Now, we got a young man on the show. His name is Michael Donahue. And he's from Balladreen, correct?
That's the one, yeah.
All right, and Mike is a J1 student for the summer, and he's a friend of Roisin Duffy, and Roisin's father, Philip, has been our tour guide on many of our Ireland trips. So welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, thanks a million, and thanks a million for having me, Mike.
Oh, sorry, absolutely.
What a great
pleasure.
Name.
So you've been in Chicago, what, 7 weeks?
7 weeks yesterday, yeah.
Are you behaving yourself?
Trying to, from what I can remember.
Yeah, good.
So far, so good.
Yeah. And where you're working? You're working at
Giordano's Navy Pier. Oh. So it's a pizza restaurant.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what Giordano's is. Yeah. Had you ever had pizza before?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. I'm a big lover of pizza when I'm at home. No. But we don't have the deep dishes. That's the only thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, now
so that's new to us.
Yeah, so you can take that story back.
Yep, definitely. Can't bring the pizza back though. That's the only thing.
No. Do they have? They don't have deep dishes.
No. No deep dishes in Ireland. Just all flat base.
No. When you're in. Where do you live in Ireland?
I live in Mayo.
Where in Mayo?
Ballardrine.
Oh, you live at home where you grew up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I moved to Limerick for college. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was there for the last 4 years, but like I'd always be coming to and from it.
Sure.
You know, I'd spend Monday to Friday in Limerick, and then I'd head home for the weekends to get a bit of a dosh, as we do call it, or cash.
Yeah. Now, you just finished the University of Limerick.
Yeah,
bachelor's degree of wood and design communication.
Graphics, yeah, that's the one, teaching. So I'm a newbie teacher.
What the heck is that, wood design and graphics?
So it's actually, it's like a starting frame for engineers.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all technical drawings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of giving the students the basis or the foundation of becoming an engineer for college eventually.
Was your dad an engineer?
Yeah, my dad's an engineer. He's a mechanical engineer.
What's his name?
Kieran Donoghue.
Kieran Donoghue. And what about your mom?
My mom, Rosie Donoghue. She's an SNA.
Oh, what's that, an SNA?
So it's a special needs assistant.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah, so she's in school. She's in secondary school. She actually used to be in my school.
Oh, really?
But then she moved to another school. It was a bit awkward in first or second year when she'd be sitting in with you in the same class. So you had to be on your best behavior.
Yeah, your ma'am there.
Yeah. And all the teachers would know my ma'am very well.
Oh,
so
sure.
Yeah. So if there was any issues, they'd be texting straight away.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have an older brother. He's about 25, I think, or 26.
What's his name?
James.
James.
Yeah, he's just finished. Actually, he's coming up to finish in his third degree.
Okay.
And then my sister is Rebecca, and she's just 11 months or 12 months younger than me.
Okay.
And she is she's doing, I think, social care up in Letterkenny, up in Donegal.
And what made you decide I'm going to Ireland for this summer, Chicago for this summer?
Well, that's a good question. So we had it in our heads before COVID, and then obviously with COVID, the pandemic happened, and
everything
was gone. So yeah. I think it was like the 2 years that we spent in Ireland, and you could go nowhere, do nothing, go on holidays. I think that was like an icebreaker for us. Like we just had to go somewhere and do something.
Had to break out.
Yeah, definitely. So we just took it upon ourselves last November to start the process of getting our J1 visa.
Yeah.
Yeah, working visa. So
now, but there's a group of you.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of us, to be fair. There's a lot of us. I'd say there's up in 2,000 or 3,000 of us here.
Oh, really? Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, there would
this
be.
This summer?
Yeah.
Holy it's cow.
There's a mental amount of us here.
A mental amount?
Yeah.
but you have a smaller group that you hang out with.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Are they all from Limerick?
There's about I would say 20 in my gang.
Okay.
That we've came over together.
Is
so
Roisin part Roisin of the gang?
Roisin is part of the gang. That's for sure. Yeah. But she lives in another house.
Oh, okay.
She lives with a heap of girls, and I think
there's a
heap of girls. So there's about, I'd say there's about 15 or 16 of them in the house.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
Well, we won't give the address of that.
No, we won't. No. Even though you probably would want it. Yeah. And then in my own house, then there's about 5 or 6 of us.
Oh, wow.
Give or take. Yeah. Depending on the night out, you could say.
And are you enjoying the crack in Chicago?
We're enjoying it big time.
Oh,
good. A little too much, I think, at this stage. You know, just today I lost my 2 cards, so I have to go off and get replacements for that straight away.
In a cab? Your 2 credit cards.
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, wow. You don't remember.
Don't remember, unfortunately. But
he's an honest man.
Someone might refresh my memory.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Some guy in Englewood. Yeah, I'm Michael Donoghue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, but you like working at Love O'Donnell's.
Yeah, to be fair, the managers are dead on. You couldn't
give them a plug. What are their names?
Well, actually, there's five of them. So there's Nadia, Will, Chris, Alan, and Noel.
And who? I mean, they obviously, in order to get jobs for these people, they have to reach out to them somehow.
No, so we had to reach out to them. So we started our process last November.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, even though, like, you love us here, but you make it very difficult for us to get over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just with all the paperwork, and it's extremely frustrating. In the end, we all were considering just pulling the plug on it altogether. It was just, it's very intense. The last couple of weeks, because we were coming up to our final year exams.
Oh yeah,
final exams altogether, for college. And I think that was our main concern was making sure that we were studying and getting through our exams. And then to have as well as that is trying to find jobs out here and to get your embassy meeting up in Dublin.
Well, you gotta have a job before they let you come over.
Yeah, of course. You can't come over here without an address of where you're staying.
Oh wow,
your job, and there's a couple of other things to be honest. I lost track of all the stuff that we had to do.
And how long are you gonna be here?
I'm gonna be here for another, I think, 3 weeks for Chicago.
Yeah,
and then we're going on a 12-day travel experience of the West Coast. Well, we're actually going to Nashville for
driving.
That's included.
What
in
do you
it.
Do? Rent a car?
Rent a car. Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
Or cars.
Yeah. Well, two cars at max, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But we're going to Nashville first of all, flying there, and we're going to experience in the full country experience there, and then we're flying to. To be honest, I couldn't remember the order of what we're staying, but we're going to LA, Las Vegas, San Diego, San Fran.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so we're going the whole west side to see everything that comes up there.
You know, I hate to bring this up, but a few years ago there was a tragedy with a bunch of J1s. Do you
Berkeley,
remember?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when the porch collapsed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
we were that was in Berkeley, California.
Yeah, it was. Shortly. Okay. Yeah.
Because I thought it was on the north side here. No.
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I heard of that. Yeah.
Well, don't go on any porches with 400 other people.
No, we won't go there. No.
So it comes because some kids died.
Yeah, of course.
Tragic.
Yeah. And we're safe enough, to be fair. We're level-minded in our house, and I think we do kind of look out for each other. So
said the guy who lost his two cards last night.
Yeah, that's a minor concern, I suppose, compared to anything else. Yeah.
Well, you look like you're having fun.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's a great experience to get. Definitely.
It is.
I would definitely recommend it for everyone to do.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people wouldn't be as lucky, I suppose, as myself, or like a lot of us that have the opportunity to come over here and experience it, because it's not cheap.
No,
definitely
it ain't.
Not cheap.
Oh no, it's not. Yeah,
but we're getting through it. You know,
good man.
Struggling on, but we're getting through it.
Yeah,
I suppose the living circumstances aren't the finest, but
you're in a studio apartment.
Studio apartment. There's
five of you.
Five of us. Yeah, all on top of each other, rotating the beds, I suppose, and rotating the couch.
Holy cow!
And there's a beanbag as well to throw it in the mix. So some nights you get a good sleep on the beanbag.
Yeah.
At least we have aircon. That's the main thing.
Oh, is it air conditioning?
Air conditioning.
Oh
yeah.
We gotta have that.
Yeah. Well, we don't really have it in Ireland. You see, so. We have it in cars and that, but
no one would
have it in a house. Sure,
our
climate wouldn't be warm enough to have one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it gets
hot.
Yeah,
we just open up the windows if it gets too hot.
Yeah, yeah. So when you go back, are you moving back in with the folks?
A lot of the lads at home, or the girls as well at home, have been lucky, and obviously they're knuckling down to look for a job.
Yeah.
And they have been lucky and they've got a job.
Yeah.
So they're going into a job in August, and I haven't sat down.
You don't have
my laptop
lined up yet.
Not yet, but it's not a big concern of mine. I think I think there's time will tell.
Do all right.
Yeah, I think so.
You're an engaging fella. Yeah,
I like to think so.
Yeah, you are. No question about it. But you want to continue in engineering,
Yeah, so I'll be a teacher when I go back. I just have to find a job, really.
Yeah.
You know, but depending on, I'd like to live at home for a while and just to save a bit of money, after spending it all here in Chicago.
Are your brother and sister living at home, too?
My brother is, and so is my sister. Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For now. We're all for now. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, give another shout out to your mom and dad. What are their names again?
Rosaline and Kieran.
Rosaline and Kieran.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have presented a wonderful lad here to Chicago, but you can have him back in 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my dad is actually bailing at the minute, making silage.
Oh, is he? Well, that's what you usually do every summer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we'd usually be drawing in the silage, but unfortunately, he's one man down this
now,
summer.
Is that good?
And that's with the turf as well. You call it peat, but we call it turf.
It's cutting turf. I thought they outlawed that or something. Or
no, well, it is in some banks, but
we are still
cutting anyways. Yeah.
Do we
heat our house entirely with the turf?
Good for you.
Yeah. So we have a bit of oil, but we don't.
Tell us
that
story about Belladrine, where they is it Mayo or is it Roscommon?
If you ask the right man, he'd say we're from Mayo. Yes. But the town is fairly divided in the sense that one half is Mayo and the other half is Roscommon. If you go further up towards the barracks, you're a Roscommon man. And if you're down below, you're a Mayo man. But we're all mixed in together.
But you identify as a Mayo guy.
Oh, I'm definitely a Mayo man.
God help us. Mayo, God help us.
The story goes that that the Dillon House is the library now in Balladrine.
Yeah.
And with that, there used to be a window tax in Ireland. So
window tax?
A window tax. So the amount of windows you have on your house, you have to pay extra tax on the size of them, which is a daft tax
to pay. Yeah.
But it was done years ago. And Dillon House was one of the biggest houses in town.
Yeah.
And with that, he had plenty of windows, so he had to pay the tax, a higher tax. But there was a cheaper tax. Every county had their own tax for the windows, and there was a cheaper tax in Roscommon. So they lifted the border because they had so much authority, obviously, the wealthy people.
Yeah.
Lifted the border over Mayo, and there she goes. Now we're Roscommon. But our club is still Mayo, and we're still Mayo ourselves, so that's the main thing.
You know, there's a huge Mayo community here in Chicago. Are you aware of
that? I've heard of that, yeah.
There are Turmacady, especially.
Okay.
There are city blocks where everybody on the block is from Turmacady. Up on the northwest side, when you are out on your excursions, where do you usually hang out? Old Town?
So Old Town, yeah, would be a big one for us. We kind of go to Wrigley a good bit as well.
Oh, sure, Wrigleyville. Yeah.
And then we obviously go on the J1 nights as well. So there's J1 organized nights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for us. So we all meet up just to kind of support each other.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They go on an architecture cruise or
no,
anything?
No, none of that. It's more of a drinking session than anything.
Okay.
That's one thing that we're good at.
Okay. All right. Michael, welcome. Falcha.
Cheers.
And we hope you do well. And keep in touch, will you, pal? Keep
Definitely,
us. And great having you on the show. And our best to all the other J1s. Falcha, we're welcoming all of them. Give my best to Roisin.
Will do.
Tell her dad we tried to get her on the show, but she wouldn't bite. But we got you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, pal. God bless you.
Thanks a million.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Or should I go to the... You got 10 minutes? Okay, so let's take a break. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob.
This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.ie.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
And we are back on Hibernian Radio, just having a blast here. Watching Michael Donahue scarf down some Fox's Pizza. He's loving it. Go to Fox's. It's the greatest pizza in the world. I want to remind everybody that our old pal Dennis Fitzgerald is here from the St. Michael the Archangel Chicago Knights of Columbus Council, the only police council in the world, I might add. And they are right down the street at Belmont and Harlem, and they want us to know, and they want the audience to know, they are also here to support the Golden Family, and they're going to be doing some praying for them and introducing a resolution at their next meeting of how they can help Danny Golden and his family. And if you want to do that, go to GoFundMe, support DannyGolden.com, or you'll find it. Or go to the Irish American News website, IrishAmericanNews.com, and there's a link right there where you can send some dough and get in there and help Danny Golden and his family. Also, Liam Durkin was here tonight. I want to remind everybody, Liam is going to be playing over at Barney Callahan's right next door for Country on Western Saturday night, July 16th. Check that out. Liam's the best, as you well know. And I think it's about time we took a little trip to Hooletown.
Deep in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep.
All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This
yeah.
is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The what?
Oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly street.
Have a seat.
Known as Hooletown.
Hooletown.
Welcome to Hooletown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hooletown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hooletown. You know, anything goes in Hooletown. So here is our closing joke. And Michael Donahue, you might get a kick out of this joke. 12 Irish priests were about to be ordained. The final test was for them to line up in a straight row, totally nude, in a garden, while a sexy, beautiful, big-breasted nude model danced before them. Each priest had a small bell attached to his weenie, and they were told that anyone whose bell rang when she danced in front of them would not be ordained because he had not reached a state of spiritual purity. The beautiful model danced before the first candidate. No reaction. Proceeded down the line with the same response from all the priests, dancing around naked in front of all these priests, until she got to the final priest, Murphy. Ah, poor Murphy. As she danced, his bell began to ring so loudly that it flew off, clattering across the ground and laid to rest in the nearby foliage. Embarrassed, Murphy quickly scrambled to where the bell came to rest. He bent over to pick it up, and then all the other bells started to ring. Okay. Thanks, everybody. What a great show tonight. I want to thank all our guests, Michael Donahue and the family from Jack Gorman and Liam Hopkins, everybody. Dennis Fitzgerald is here tonight. Thank him for being here. Liam Durkin is here for tonight. All the people, Jimmy Gorman, just everybody. Great to see the South Side come out and support this young man and do everything they can. Get to that GoFundMe page. You can see the link on the Irish American News site. And next week, our guest is Rico Quinn, the one and only Bruce Quintos from the Chicago Garda Pipes and Drum Band. And we will see you later. Bye.
Down the road, and I wondered. My shoes.